Probably.
There.
Damn it, because Wheels needs we're recording. To
get
a new... Do you keep
Wheels
on the whole time?
Yes.
Yes.
You can wear them if you really want to.
Is it distracting to hear your own voice?
No.
How can that not be distracting?
I was a DJ for so many years.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you were a DJ.
Yes.
Cool.
And it doesn't help. I mean, imagine the amount of time that I cut out of the last episode of Emily singing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, Emily was singing quite a bit on the last episode and just making stuff up, so it wasn't really anything discernible for the most part. And
because she didn't want to have any silent moments, so she's always just kind of singing in the background, but every now and then it just starts to envelop and dominate.
Yeah, like we were playing a game and it was so distracting that
we couldn't guess.
Yeah, we couldn't think of anything because we were so absorbed in Emily's singing. It was scary.
Well,
it
whatever
was,
happens when I'm around, I'll just look
for. It was like a black hole of music.
And anger.
Yeah.
She was really competitive because she thought that a good performance would reflect on her overall statistics that I've been taking from the Leonard Maltin game.
Ah.
So she was really aggressive to the point of wanting to...
Kill me?
Because she wanted a better record.
Wow.
It's that telltale story from the NBA.
Right. Right.
Right.
Just wants to win. You might have to die.
Just wants to kill me.
Do I have to be as close as Adam is?
Well, I mean, you don't have to be this close.
Adam can adjust it ever so slightly on our
I'm sitting,
okay. Mixer thing.
Yeah, if...
Like, am I okay right here?
Yeah, that's totally cool where you are.
I'm like, I just feel a little close right here.
Just find somewhere where you're comfortable. And... I
just
mean,
kick back,
Peter. That's a little,
you can amp this up, right?
A little too far away.
So Emily thinks what?
I like used my abs and I did a ton of yoga yesterday for like the first time in like 6 months. So, ouch.
Feeling the burn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Steal your other non-disclosure agreements.
Steal them?
Steal them.
So why?
It's like, oh no, we don't have the rights to. Maybe I don't know.
I'm aware that they signed their name away. I know who's been on.
No, it's cool. They signed it. Don't worry about it.
I have the mental image of it in my head.
I remember where I put it.
Wouldn't it be cool if you, like, this is going to sound dumb, but you could, like, hook your brain up to a computer and print out the images in your brain?
You're right, it does sound dumb.
Oh my gosh. Well, that would be the next logical step would be recording your dreams, and I've had some
scary
really good dreams lately.
I already do that.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How do you do it?
I'm not going to tell you.
See, I just turned my dreams off. It saves electricity.
Oh, I see.
I just don't dream and I don't have to worry about it.
Well, I'd like
you got to help the environment somehow.
Yeah.
3D printer for some of the things in my dream. Like the motorcycle that I dreamt of a couple nights ago.
That's better.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I wasn't going to go in a kinky direction.
I figured you knew better than that.
But yeah, the motorcycle from the other night, it was awesome. It was kind of BMW-esque, older style black with... the BMW M colors, like the light blue, darker blue, and red, kind of next to each other as like pinstriping on the bike. It was really cool. Really cool looking.
In my mind, I just see like clip art, motorcycle. It's like, I understand that you're talking about a motorcycle and you're talking about colors. I know motorcycle. I know colors. I kind of got lost in the middle of it.
He's got like clip art of a motorcycle.
It's just that side
like, clip
cut.
Art of like, you know, he's got the red or the blue red. And then it's like, oh, pins frame next to each other. And those are just kind of like floating.
Yeah.
To the best of my imagination, your motorcycle also had a sidecar.
I'm
was
for
still
it.
Army green.
I am so for that. I'd love to have a motorcycle with a sidecar, but
I would ride the sidecar if it didn't have the pin that like you could pull out.
Oh, right.
And I'm like,
yep. Most sidecars don't actually have pins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Marx Brothers. I totally knew where you were going with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. No. Oh, I'm with you too. Definitely. Oh. But if I had a sidecar motorcycle, I'd have to get it like a big shaggy dog and put goggles on him and a scarf.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's
just gotta happen.
Or
you need to get a pug so you could see its face stretched out.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes.
Hark. Well, there's another. I hear the sound of pizza approaching.
It sounds greasy
and cheesy.
I was like, "What is it? What is it?"
And meaty.
Oh, that makes
it's a little tripod stand for the microphone.
I know, but it's like right on the edge.
Oh.
Yeah, he had it pretty close to the edge.
Nice safe.
Otherwise, you would have headed to edit out like,
and I'd be suffering some hearing damage.
That too.
Well,
and the scream after it hit, and you were like, what the heck was that?
Yeah. There actually have been sound technicians who have lost their hearing because, like I heard a story about one sound tech who was working on a movie set, and they were, like, there was a microphone on another part of the set, and they were, like, firing gunshots for that scene. And so all these gunshots went off. And the guy actually ended up losing his hearing because he was wearing the headset, checking levels at the time when, and he just happened to have that mic switched on, and
there went
his hearings. Yeah, his hearings. That's what I called his. Yeah, but yeah, so scary stuff.
Scary.
It is. I mean, it's, you know, it's a very dangerous job what I do here at buffering, yes. But. Somebody has to do it.
Superman pose for those of you that can't see him.
Tom and Huck.
You remember your ears bleeding for a moment and a half after that, thanks to Emily and Gina?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, that was a.
That was a
strong
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan was just. Kids at home, Dan was just likening back or hearkening back to Emily and Gina. Talking on episode 2 very spiritedly about was it Tom and Huck?
It was Tom and Huck because I mentioned Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. That's what prompted all these little girl screams that went directly into my brain. So courtesy of these headphones that I'm wearing. But you know, like I said, gotta do it.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
For the podcast.
Take one for the team! For the
podcast. I like when people talk in the background and you can't hear them.
Yeah.
I actually, like, legitimately like it because I know it, like, pisses people off. It's sort of like the Mitch Hedberg joke where he's, like, you know, he's recording. He does a recording of one of his stand-up acts, but they're not video recording. They're just audio recording.
Yeah.
And he's like, for all of you at home, we should add, like, some liner notes or something. Like, in this joke, Mitch points to the back. Or like one yeah. of his jokes is like, he's like, you know, I could just do a ton of shit up here and you guys would never know what the hell's going on. Like, hey man, look at that shirt. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, I love that.
Are there people still in the bathroom? Can they hear in there? Okay, well, I'll start now. I'll save all my physical stuff for later.
Oh, that was hilarious, Dan. Oh, kids at home. If only you could have heard that. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
I'm distracted by the blinking lights on your soundboard.
Yeah, aren't they pretty?
They are pretty.
It's like Christmas, and there's a tree right over there, too.
See, I'll just look at the tree.
Yeah.
I can't see the blinky lights.
Maybe it's a good thing that we've got the tree kind of just outside your peripheral vision there.
Ooh, shiny.
Oh.
Oh, is my finger still... No. Okay, so my coworker is a chocolatier, like self-taught. So we have like, I don't know, 8 birthdays in the next 2 weeks.
Ooh, pizza.
Whoa. And so one was today, one's tomorrow, one's on Saturday, one's on Sunday, so on and so forth.
Nice. Oh, it looks good.
So she brought in handmade, like, truffles that were glittery and had, like, decals on the top and...
Decals?
I have an idea.
Yeah, like, I don't know, edible something or other.
Oh.
Because
hopefully
you seem to be favoring facing this way. Let's move
me?
Your...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's move your mic. I could have just taken that.
We can get the table slightly...
We could just scooch the...
Yeah, we could move it closer. Or
that'd
move
be easier. Well, the table has a ton of electric equipment.
Well, plus then
you'd
be... Oh, I guess...
What?
Is this
nothing.
Yours?
I don't know.
It is.
I'll just sit forward.
I'll just sit forward.
I thought it was going to be an easy fix.
It would be if you stand up, turn around, pick up, and lift, because you're right on the edge of the actual carpet. So you'd have to get over it.
Yeah. I'm fine.
That's too much work.
We all must lean in.
Okay, so we need to waste at least 13 minutes, because that's when the other pizza is going to be done.
Oh.
So I was thinking that we leave it recording, we do a dry run. How many pieces would you like?
Dos.
We do a dry run of your game.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we get to...
But we record it so that if it's, you know, successful, funny, what have you, it's a Saturday release.
Ooh.
Okay.
Tricky.
No thanks.
And kids at home can only hear me. And Katie. And Peter. Not Dan. So I've
not
been
right
going,
so
ooh,
they can hear everyone
okay.
But Dan?
What brand?
Yeah.
Just you.
Ooh.
Oh.
No, they can hear both of
you. I was like, you had to take it out of the box, didn't you?
I didn't like it.
Were those
be a good idea?
Were those words?
Who thought what was a thing?
What?
Who thought one slice on the
oh
good
yeah
idea?
That's never gonna work. Not gonna happen.
Bitch.
One.
Did you burn your mouth yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it Canadian bacon? Is that what that is?
It's French bacon.
Ham.
It's a little further removed.
It's pig of some kind.
Okay.
I think.
Ettore.
Is that Spanish?
Are you guys gonna partake?
I wonder if wild
boar tastes
good.
I ate tacos right before I came.
Oh, okay. So you're not hungry.
So I'm not hungry.
Okay.
And I couldn't. I knew that there was probably gonna be food, but I couldn't turn down tacos.
Well,
because we don't have tacos very often.
Yeah. And tacos are delicious.
And tacos are delicious. Plus, I had slaved to make all of the tacos. So it would be helpful to eat the tacos, since there probably won't be any tomorrow.
Enjoy the fruits of your labor, or in this case, the tacos.
The tacos of my labor, yes.
The tacos of your labor.
Yeah. Even put taco seasoning on the meat. That doesn't happen all the time.
Hey.
And hard shells that you put in the oven. We went all out.
Hey, hey.
I know. Not just like leftover tacos of whatever's in the fridge.
Like legit tacos.
Like taco night tacos. Dude, we had Taco Tuesday! It just
you
occurred
did
to me.
Wow.
Wait, is today
yeah
Tuesday?
Yeah, today's Tuesday.
Oh,
what do you have on Wednesday? How?
Well,
what's a food that starts with W?
I know, like...
Watermelon Wednesday.
I went with more of a summer-themed one. Wiener Wednesday.
Wiener Wednesday.
Wednesday.
That works.
I was like, it was Ramen Monday, so that's not really...
Spaghetti Sunday.
There you go.
Do you still eat ramen?
And Spaghetti Saturday.
I
you know what?
Weekend.
I actually ate ramen as a
I
kid,
need,
so
know,
it's kind of more of a
sodium
craving
thing. Are you people not adults? I don't understand.
You know what?
You know, I got addicted to the spice of one of them. Like, one of them is
oh,
so
okay
hot, it cleans out my sinuses. It's so good.
Was it the spicy ooh shrimp?
Yeah, it's the lime chili shrimp.
Ah, there you go.
Mm, that's a good one.
It's,
you know what? I just can't go past the chicken.
Hot.
I really... It's a childhood, like, memory thing.
See, I like eating
Orientals.
Because I was
raised on ramen.
The people, too.
Good.
Oh, snap.
Thank you for that distinguished... Okay, I'm going to quit.
Settle down, Dan.
I did Zing
Still
ramen.
Still trying to figure out in my head if it's racist in any way. I don't think it is. I think it's kosher.
I think it's kosher.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. At work, somebody asked me.
I'm sure there's an internet poll on that.
How we could shorten Chinese. And I've gotten in trouble for shortening other ethnicities because, like, my beads come from around the world, right? Well, sometimes it's a long name. Well, I've gotten in trouble for accidentally being being racist on tags.
So
I didn't. Yeah, I just didn't try today.
So far, somebody on somebody said Beaner on here. Actually, saying Bean Her, but actually said Beaner.
Okay. Oops.
So we've set the bar for racism. So
okay.
It's good.
I think we've stayed under that bar so far today.
Well, in America, you could just drop the A. That's a good word.
America.
Gotta love America.
Gotta love America.
Can I get the bottle opener, please?
This is a post-racism podcast, like post-racist. So all the ethnic slurs become okay again, right? Isn't that how it works?
We're post-racist.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. I was trying to go with
it. It's like post-modernism.
Right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. But
I think only if you and I are the only ones that believe it, I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, my comms department seem to, but maybe I shouldn't talk about this on the show.
Try to run to the game.
Dot, dot, dot.
Because, yeah, we're joking.